are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, but we just had a little technical issue.
Yeah, Jen, tell us about the technical issue we just had.
Well, I thought I hit the record button, and we recorded an episode for 40
minutes. Entire episode.
Yeah. But it did not record.
No.
Probably because I thought I hit the button, but I didn't.
But you didn't. Yeah, the playback was like this, guys. Listen.
Yep, that was it. No laughter. No
just
laughter.
Silence. It's very enjoyable.
Oh my goodness.
It's all good.
Well, okay, so we are talking about fish fries today. I can't even remember how we started the last one, but you know, we were talking about our week. How was your week?
Yeah, my week was great.
Your week was great. Everybody had a great week.
And then we recorded nothing.
Nothing. Actually, we had a lot of good things to say, though, so I guess we're just going to re-say them.
Yeah, Hopefully I'll remember what I said, because as our listeners know, we try to do this completely raw. We pick a topic and we chat because we want you to feel like you are just walking into the room with us. Here we are having a conversation around the table.
And so we realize that's risky because some of you might be like, oh, I would be so bored sitting at a table with them.
Yeah, you guys.
Or some of you would want to sit at the table
step it up.
But this, in all honesty, is who we are.
It is.
And this is how we talk around the table.
Right. Welcome. To our table.
All right. So fish fries.
Yeah.
Lent season. You went last Friday.
We did. We went to... As I said in the previously non-recorded episode, we went to St. Irenaeus in Oakmont on Maryland Avenue. We've never been to that fish fry before. This year, we kind of decided that, I mean, there are a couple that we've, you know, liked to hit regularly in the past, but we want to try some new ones this year. So we've never been to this one before, and we really liked it. Probably the one thing that attracted me to that one in particular initially is that they have a salad bar. And I really liked that as an option. So the salad bar is included in the dinner when you purchase the dinner. And although you don't get to, it's not unlimited, you don't get to keep going up. They give you a bowl of lettuce and then you get to go. They have multiple different things that you can put on your salad. On this salad bar. It was really cool. I've never been to a fish fry that had that before. Have you?
No, I don't recall ever seeing anything like that.
Yeah, so I really like that. I feel like typically you can get a little pre-made tossed salad or coleslaw. And they did have coleslaw as well, but I really liked that. So
why are you looking at me like
we're
that?
Just like looking at each other and laughing because we already said all
of it. Yeah.
But does this sound like deja vu to you, Jen?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
yes, we are recording now, right?
I see
it on the screen.
I see the little lines
going. Are we sure about this?
You know what I think happened is I hit the button and I was looking at you and we were talking.
Oh.
And then the screen, after you're not touching anything, it goes dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to hit a button to see. And so I never re-hit the button because I'm thinking,
we're recording. Sure we are.
And I guess we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I know we weren't.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so we weren't able to try a fish fry, as you already know.
Yes, as I
on
know.
On Friday.
But please tell our listeners why.
Because Gracie, my daughter, is a baton twirler. She competes and a dancer. And so she had a show on Friday night. So we weren't able to go to a fish fry. And I was jealous of you because I really wanted to go.
I could have got you fish to go, you know.
I know, but we were there late and, oh, man. Teenage talent shows. I mean, she's not a teenager. She's younger,
right,
but it was all the way through teenagers. And
they can be dreadful. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really talented teenagers. There are.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a lot of
unprepared people.
Well, yeah,
they
and
don't
kids that
take it seriously.
Everybody has a gift, and everybody has a purpose.
Right.
And I'm a firm believer in that. There are some people who wish their gifts were in areas that they just aren't. That's going to make me sound awful.
Makes, no, but you know what makes me sad about that? Then is that we try to be something that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you are.
That's right.
And do what you're good at, because there's value in that. No matter what it is, like there's, you know, you'll be much happier in the long run if you're succeeding at whatever it is that you're good at.
Right. And it's such a hard place, especially at that age, because you're trying to figure it out. Like, what am I good at?
Yeah. And you think that certain things, I mean, even some adults, you think that certain things are, you know, more popular, or would be better to have this gift or that gift, or to be able to do this, that, or whatever. But I just, yeah, be who you are.
Right.
That went off on a little tangent.
Yeah.
Aside from fish fry.
And we did not talk about that the first take.
We didn't. That was not in fish fry take one.
It was not.
No.
But anyway, so we went there on Friday, and so we weren't able to have any fish on Friday. So this coming Friday, we're going to try.
Yeah.
To go to one?
Well, St. Irenaeus is a good one. Now, I would say, like, I think what we will probably try to do so we can get as many, try as many and talk about them as possible, is that we will probably not attend fish fries together so that we are able to try more of them and talk about them through the Lenten season.
Right.
You know, in each episode, we can give a little recap of what we did. But obviously, today we're spending a little bit more time talking about them. So with this particular one, they had a lot of things. They offered a lot of things, and it was good. The food was good. The hall was beautiful. It was very brightly lit. The people were very nice. They had a lot of volunteers. They were on top of things. I've been to different fish fries where you kind of take your items up and you're almost kind of going through a buffet line where they hand you what you've ordered off of your thing. But with this, they actually kind of took your order. Your order came from the kitchen. They brought it to you outside of the salad bar. And then obviously the baked goods, you go up and purchase those separately. But it was nice. I liked it there. It was good. We went early so that we could kind of get in and not feel as though we were in the middle of a rush. Within a very short period of time, I'm going to say, within that first 15 minutes, there were probably about 50 to 60 people there already.
Yeah.
And there was a line at the door. So people were continuously coming.
Right. A fish fry is something that you've got to be there early, or if you can't be there early, you've got to be prepared to wait because there are a lot of people that go through.
Yeah. And if you don't want to eat there, another thing to do is a lot of them, you know, you can get takeout.
Yeah.
You can order. Some of them have even where you can call in and order ahead. Not all of them do. Some of them you have to just go there and kind of wait, bide your time.
Yeah.
But I have found in doing that I'm not as happy with it as I am when you're getting it like right from the kitchen to the table. Because there's something about, you know, a lot of the stuff that you get at a fish fry is fried.
Right.
And so it's by the time it goes into a styrofoam container wrapped in foil or whatever, there's like...
Yeah, it's definitely not the same.
It's not the same.
And it's a lot of it, too, is the environment that you're in. You know, you want to, it's kind of fun to be in that environment a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to sort of have the whole experience. And so sometimes an experience makes things taste better, too, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, sometimes the company, you know, I mean, it's the whole package.
Right.
So that's where we went, St. Irenaeus. This week we're going to try, that was Oakmont. We're going to head into Verona and try St. Joseph's this week.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going to go. There is a map. We were talking about the map.
Mm-hmm.
And the map looks like this huge, there's so many churches participating.
Yeah, churches, fire halls, they're all on there.
Yeah.
Some of them, restaurants, there are lots of places that are listed on that map. It's not just the churches, but there are restaurants that have like, in you know, Lenten fish fries in particular, and fire halls, and there's all kinds of things on
that. Yeah, and it is just covered. There are so many choices, so many places. What is the, do you know offhand
what the address
is? Well,
you know, I kind of looked at that, and it's really weird when you look, because I actually have it on my, I don't really know how people would look this up.
Well, Google it. Google, I mean, if you just Google fish fries,
it comes up if you do that. If you do 2019 fish fry map Pittsburgh, you'll you'll get it. Yeah. I think that some of the news channels too have it on there, like WPXI, CBS. Like if you go to KDKA, they have links on their sites as well for it.
Okay.
But there are, because I went on today, there are multiple links. You can find it. It's pretty easy to find if you just do that. If you just Google 2019 fish fry map, Pittsburgh area, it'll come up. And there are, oh my goodness, I have no idea how many, but there are tons.
Oh my goodness,
it's crazy.
I know. Yeah, and a lot of them are really concentrated into certain areas. It's hard to even, you were saying before, you just went ahead and blew it up on your iPhone, right?
I just opened it up with my finger. Yeah, there are a lot. There are a lot right down in Pittsburgh, downtown. Like all around, when you look where the three rivers come together, there's a lot there.
Yeah, so no shortage of fish?
No.
On Friday?
Not at all. Not at all. So there was a recommendation I'll throw your way, because I don't know if we, I mean, it doesn't happen to be the place that we're going this week. So maybe you guys would want to try it. I don't know to what distance you're going to go. We had talked about that too, where we will, you know, go into Aspinwall, Lawrenceville, head down towards Pittsburgh, into that area, Sharpsburg, whatever. Up 910, heading towards Glenshaw. We would do that too. We just don't want to go onto the other side of Pittsburgh for us, because we're north on 28.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's one that people tell us, like, this is the end all be all, the fish fry of fish fries. If it takes me 45 minutes to get there and you're showing me a picture of it and it is like killer, I'll go.
Road trip.
Yeah, road trip fish fry. And that one we probably would have to attend together. So
we will
somebody
travel
out there
for
has,
food.
Yeah. Yeah, good food, have good food, we'll travel. So if somebody has a recommendation of like the best fish fry in
the world. And something else we were talking about too is the baked goods at the fish fries, because you have these women who are exceptional bakers who volunteer for their churches and they bake and bake and bake and then
they just
sell
donate
it,
the goods. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were a good price. They were at St. Irenaeus, they were $1 and $2. So like any of the bait, and it had listed like baked goods, that being things like cookies, brownies, like things of that nature, were $1. And you got a lot.
Yeah.
They had like the little plastic containers, like the see-through plastic. There was a lot that was in there. And then things that were cheesecake, cakes, pie, stuff like that. Those were $2, which is a really good price. But I was going to tell you a place that somebody had told me today was St. Mary of the Assumption. It's on Middle Road in Glenshaw. They said the fish there is huge. So
nice. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe consider that.
Yeah. Maybe that's where we'll go.
Wherever you go.
Huge fish.
Huge fish.
I'm in.
Just take lots of pictures. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. For
Big
sure.
Big fish, we'll take it.
So you were saying before, I hate to keep saying, you said before,
yeah,
but
in
I mean,
the first take of our episode,
right?
You said.
Yeah, in the non-existent recording,
mm-hmm.
you were telling about a catering.
Oh
place
my gosh!
And
yeah.
the menu that they have.
Yeah, because
really
so
funny.
In my office today, everybody was kind of talking about fish fries. We're just having this conversation, and somebody said, "Oh, you know, right down the road, you know, D&D Catering," and you've probably driven past that before too. They said they do a Lenten fish fry and it's really good. And so I was like, great, perfect. Let me pull it up. Because part of me was even thinking, hey, you know what? I could hit two in a Friday if D&D is right down from the school office and we could get lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not, right? So I went on, I pulled up the menu and I was reading down through there. Actually, like, I just want to maybe just, you know, for the sake of perhaps it's more impact if I do it this way, I'm going to just pull it up.
Okay.
And I'm going to read down through this very interesting selection of items that they have, D&D Catering. Why am I not getting it? There we go. Where's the menu? You know what?
It's menu. Funny, though.
It is funny.
So it's not D&D. It's DDs. I thought it was D&D. It's DDs.
Oh, well, it's a good thing then that you looked it up so that we're able to correct ourselves.
Yeah, DDs. DDscatering.biz. Anyway, I don't know why it's not coming up here. But so reading down through it, it was like things like, oh, breaded fish, battered fish, macaroni and cheese, da 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 da. Barbecue ribs. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, and we were talking that not everybody observes Lent.
Correct.
So they might just want to find a fun place to eat on Friday, and then, hey, maybe they'll order the ribs. But that is a very interesting item to put on a Lent
fish
menu, a fish fry menu.
Yeah.
Since people are having alternative from other meats on Fridays.
People are giving up the meat and eating fish, but some people are eating ribs. And I say go for it.
Yeah.
Finger licking good.
Hey, I'm all about a good short rib.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's you do funny. Like short ribs. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, so that was one there.
Yeah, so if you want short ribs on a Friday, you know where to go now.
Barbecue ribs, head to Dee's Catering. On Pittsburgh Street in, I guess that's considered,
or Springdale?
I think that's considered Springdale there.
Okay.
Springdale or Cheswick. In any case, it's across from the Roberts Carpeting building.
Okay. And I'm guessing that there are probably, I mean, there's a fair share of churches in that area as well. I wonder if
I'm sure there are right around that area. We've gone before down to the church, and I want to say like it's maybe St. Mary's or something. It's down in Creighton. And it's not called St. Mary's. That's a lie.
But we are so prepared for take two.
Whoa. Yeah. you would almost think we didn't do this before. But we've gone to that one before. That one was pretty good too. So what we had talked about was I had asked you, do you have over the years a favorite that you have like one place that sticks out to you in all of these years of Lenten fish fries? And you said no, that there wasn't one that really stuck out to you in particular. But I, on the other hand, have one. And it's not there anymore. It's very sad.
It is sad. It's always sad when something isn't there that you loved so much.
Yeah, I think what makes me really sad is that, so it was owned by Freedom Farms. And while they are still in business, I believe their main, I believe they're out of Butler. I just don't think that the location that they had chosen for their sandwich shop was the best location. It's on 56, kind of heading from Lower Borough going towards Leechburg, right there in a building that, in all honesty, has housed multiple different businesses over the years. Never seemed like anybody could really sustain themselves there for long. But it was the best fish sandwich, I think, that I've ever had.
Hmm.
And I'm going to look it up because I want to see if they have, if they're somewhere during Lent, because they closed that particular shop, that brick and mortar location, but Freedom Farm shows up at different places. They've been at, different, farmers markets and stuff in the summertime. So I'm thinking like maybe they've got something going on. I mean, they're still a very successful business.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe they're located somewhere else for their fish fry. Maybe they're still doing it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
it was a good sandwich. It was loaded. I mean, and I think that that's one of the things that I really liked about it, because at a lot of fish fries that you go to when you go to a church or to a fire hall, you're basically getting a piece of fish, be it baked or fried, on a bun. Or if you're doing a fish dinner that's not a sandwich, you're getting a piece of fish. But for the people that want a sandwich, I have been to some that will give you cheese, but a lot of them, that's just it. It's like there's condiments on the table, but you don't have any, there's no lettuce, there's no tomatoes, there's no cheese. They're not giving you things to put on the sandwich, which is something that I liked at St. Irenaeus. Some of the things that were on the salad bar, if you thought about it in advance, so for anybody that's going to go there, if you get the salad, if there are a couple things that you think like I would like that on my fish sandwich, you know, throw those on top of your salad, because then you can put it onto your fish sandwich.
Yeah,
You're a plain. You're plain Jane.
I am. I like a plain sandwich. I'm kind of bored, boring that way. But Paul would love someplace that he could get a lot of options.
Yeah.
For his the topping on a sandwich because he.
So another thing we did was joke around about coming from Italian families, doing like a little reverse thing. All these years of attending Italian weddings, you see the little old, our aunts and, you know, relative, they'd. End of the night comes. I mean, there's what? I mean, as if it's not, we've got like the double whammy, like the Pittsburgh cookie table, the Italian family cookie thing. It's like there are what? Like millions of cookies at weddings that we, family weddings mm-hmm. that we go to. So, you know, they bust out their own Tupperware and they just
pack them up
to go.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like maybe I could just take some Tupperware with me that has, you know, sandwich fixins.
Yeah.
on Fridays. I like have a little picnic basket of things that I can take to add to my fish sandwiches. People will be like, what is this person doing?
Yeah. And we have a friend who grows his own tomatoes. We were kind of likening it to this mm-hmm. because he actually puts his tomatoes and takes them, packs them up and mm-hmm. takes them to restaurants and puts them on his salad. He doesn't want the restaurant's tomatoes.
That's right.
He wants his own because
hilarious.
They are the best.
Yeah.
So funny.
But his tomatoes are the best.
Yeah.
They're very, very good.
Excellent.
Yeah. He's been growing tomatoes in his yard for years. He's got, I bet you that soil in his ground. He lives in Sharpsburg, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, he
and
does.
And the soil in his ground, I bet you that is like, he's got it just perfect. Mm-hmm. And every year, he takes the seeds from the tomatoes that he grew that year, and he gets them all ready for the following year.
Yeah.
And they are good. And he has a very wide variety
yeah.
of tomatoes, too. They're delicious.
He's hilarious, though.
He
I do
hilarious.
Love it. Like, just mm-hmm. the whole idea of him going into a restaurant and saying, I don't want any tomatoes because I'm going to use my own. And yeah. pulling out his little container.
Yeah. No shame.
No.
He has no mm-hmm. shame in it. It's hilarious.
They should really start purchasing their tomatoes from him.
For real. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We should tell Kevin and Heidi at John and Jerry's Fruit Market that maybe they ought to start buying some tomatoes
yeah.
from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd be good sellers.
Yeah.
Which we should just so say funny. That, like give a shout out to them too, because John and Jerry's Fruit Market opened last Wednesday.
They
the
did.
Day our podcast dropped was their opening day.
And if you listen to the Galentine's podcast, you know that our friend Heidi is an owner. She and her husband, Kevin, mm-hmm. own John and Jerry's. It used to belong to her father, to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And now they run it and they close for a couple of months in the winter, but they've just reopened.
Yes. And I love it because I drive past there on my way home every day from work. And so it makes it really nice because I eat a lot of vegetables and it's not something that you can, because I like them fresh, it's not something that you buy vegetables for a week or two and they sit. I want them fresh.
Yeah.
So to just be able to, you know, pull into the parking lot. And it's almost the way that it's kind of set up going through there. It's almost like it's a little roadside stand, even mm-hmm. though it's a building. But you just kind of like pull in, pull back out, you know.
Yeah.
So I love having that, having, you know, that as an option.
I actually just ate a bunch of tomatoes today from them.
I feel like you have a bunch of things sitting on the couch. You had yeah. Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, we just made a trip today. Brussels sprouts and zucchini and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I just bought zucchini too. Along with a bunch of other things as well, but yeah, strawberries, and they had some really pretty looking strawberries. They were good.
Yeah, I got strawberries as well.
Yeah. So check that out. I mean, I know that that's probably out of the way for a lot of people. Our general listening audience mm-hmm. probably isn't in the Springdale Cheswick area, but they are located right by what is considered the New Kensington Bridge, the C.L. Schmidt Bridge, right on the main road there, Old 28, John and Jerry's Quality Fruit Market.
If you're going for some barbecue ribs
at Dee Dee's catering
on Friday, and then you're going to head to some churches along yeah. the strip there for some fish, why not stop in
Swing
and get
by.
Some fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it sounds like a good plan.
It does. It sounds like a great plan, for sure.
So what are you giving up for Lent?
I've been thinking about that, and I kind of came to this conclusion that I'm not sure that I have something that I felt like I was really sacrificing, because I have actually been, I don't mean this to sound like, I don't know, haughty or pretentious or what, but I've given up a lot of things lately. So very food focused. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a big television watcher. I don't, you know, there aren't things that I felt as though I don't know what to give up. I've never really had a problem coming up with something to give up. I really haven't. But this year I was kind of like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to give up. And so I didn't really give anything up. But you, on the other hand, had an incredibly interesting idea, something that isn't just about giving up for 40 days, for a short period of time, but rather something that is going to be a little more introspective and long-term, perhaps,
yeah,
in what you're doing. So tell us about that, Jen.
Well, we sold my mom's house. And so if anyone has listened to us, you know, we've talked, especially around my birthday, I think it was, mm-hmm. we talked a little bit about my mom passing away and all of that. So we just sold her house, and it was my childhood home, and she owned the house for many, many years. I mean, now it's been 40 years because mm-hmm. we moved in when I was just turning 6 and I'm 46. Mm-hmm. So we've been there a lot of years. And today, actually, I was in there and walking around, I was looking into the kitchen. And my mom's house is tiny, but I was saying to you before that growing up there, it didn't feel as small as it is now, mm-hmm. that it seems to me now. And I don't know, you would think that an empty house, like without all the furniture and everything, it would seem bigger.
Right.
But I look around and it just seems smaller, not what it used to be without all of her things in it and our pictures on the walls and everything that we were used to. But my mom was an incredible cook. And she cooked constantly, and eating out was a real privilege, she felt, and it was a treat. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't something that they did very often.
Which is funny. I just want to interject here because I think most people would feel like eating your mom's food was a real privilege and a treat.
Oh, it was. You know? But it was. But when your mom cooks every single day.
Yeah, it's what you're used to.
Yeah. And you don't think about it the same. Now I think about it because not here to cook
her
me
food,
anything, and
right.
I miss it.
Right.
But I was looking into her kitchen, and my kitchen is probably, now her kitchen is tiny, and she was very well organized. It was a very pretty kitchen. She got a new kitchen about 10 years ago. But my kitchen in my house is probably, what, 3 times the size?
Probably, yeah, I would say so.
And we've been thinking about getting an island, taking out some different cupboards and replacing some things. And I was peering into her kitchen and thinking, I never in all my years with my mom heard her ever complain about the size of her kitchen, about what she had. She was an extremely content person. Mm-hmm. And so I've sort of been pondering that for a while, and then just standing in there today kind of solidified things for me. But I'm really going to start thinking about what I need versus what I want. And even what I would consider what I need is probably not really what I need when you consider how blessed right. we are in the right. United States.
It's true.
But also, I am going to get rid of, during the Lent season, something every single day and just kind of start to purge, because I just feel like I have too much. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's healthy when we get to that point that our closets are overrun. And you were saying before, like when you have so many clothes, you have a harder time deciding what to wear because right. you have too much.
Right.
And that's the position that I'm finding myself in, where I'm thinking, this is not, I want my life to mean something. Like I want to be bigger than the stuff, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. I want everything to mean more than just the stuff around me. So I am going to be giving up something every day, whether it's a shirt, whether it's a pair of shoes, whatever, during the Lent season. And going forward, I'm going to really try to start weighing what I need versus what I want.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Don't fault me if you see me in Nordstrom buying shoes.
Well,
but
at some
really
point
am.
You might feel like you have to replace some of the things you've
gotten
rid of.
I might need a pair of shoes. But I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, long term, I want to do better in that area. There's a lot of people who don't have as much, and it's kind of getting to me that we have so much.
Right. It kind of makes me think about there's a book. A lot of people have talked about this book in the past. The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, where people are saying, like, you take two things. I know my sister-in-law did this with my nephew. when he was like cleaning his room. She's like, all right, Max, like pick it up. Like, what
is this, the joy thing?
Yeah, what brings you joy? You know, what brings you joy? Yeah. You know, but it's, I think in life, like in general, doing that, and you could go off on a crazy tangent in either direction about that. But if you just like come center with that thought for just a moment and think about that, no matter what it is, it's like, you know, how many times, let's be honest, as women, we live in a society where people are so focused on appearance or how you look or what you weigh, you know, and there's this, you know, it's just, it can be overwhelming. And people have gone in many different directions with that. But it's even like when you're making choices about what you eat. I've heard people say the first bite tastes the same as the last.
Yeah.
You know, like you sit down and we overindulge in things and then you're upset with yourself for doing that later forget the fact, let's just throw the idea of weight or appearance out the window, but you don't feel good.
No.
You don't feel good, but you wanted it. In that moment, you felt good. You wanted that, you know? So you eat the extra piece of cake because it tastes great, but the last bite tastes just like the first bite. So if you just wanted to taste it, like take a bite or two and you're good with that.
Well, sometimes I think it tastes worse because you're full and you're shoving it in anyway.
Yeah. And why? Why are we
going
down
another road?
It is going down another road. But just the whole idea of purging things in general, like when you look at things that you have, you know, I don't know how many times when I've gone through, as the seasons change and you go through your closet or whatever and you're trying to get rid of things, and maybe you have, you know, you have classic articles of clothing and you have trendy articles of clothing and you look at these different things and you decide, you know, at some point, the things that were trendy, it's like, I'm not going to wear these anymore. I need to get rid of this. The trend has changed. I'm never going to wear this again. But there are some things that you feel like you want to hold on to because, well, I might wear that, you know, and then the next year when you're doing it again, you find like, I didn't wear that.
Right.
You know, why didn't I just get rid of it then? You hold on to things. So that idea of putting things before you and kind of saying like, you know, whether you're using the does it bring me joy or not thing, or whether you look at it and say like, do I need this?
Right.
Am I going to wear this? I've done sometimes where to make myself feel better about getting something that I've invested in and I'm not using, I tell myself, but somebody else would be wearing this. Somebody else would love this article of clothing, or somebody else would love this, you know, knickknack, or this serving platter that I'm not using anymore because Lord knows I have a million of them at home. You know what I mean? Like just things like that, you know? So as
and
far
as... And if we've not used it in 6 months to a
you're
year...
You're probably not going to.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do anyway.
Right.
I mean, I'm by no means at any of this, but...
I have a sickness though. I think I start to think to myself, yeah, but as soon as I do, then I'm going to want to
use then
it.
Right.
So then like you accumulate, you know, I turn it, I've got a little bit of these, like this... hoarding mentality, but I might need it or somebody else might need it.
Right.
You know, so I should hold on to this in case somebody wants to use it. But
then you look in your closet and you're miserable because you want it to be clean and organized, but you have so much stuff. I mean, that's my issue.
Right. Yeah. You only have so much room.
Right.
You run out of room.
Right.
So I think that that's back to the whole like tying everything together because we're talking about Lent and fish fries and what we're giving up. I think that that's a great thing. I think that's a great idea, you know, and maybe I'll tag on to that myself, like every day, just get rid of something. Because I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a way to give something up. It feels like a sacrifice in the moment. Unfortunately, it's probably less of a sacrifice, really, because we have so much. We have so much.
Right.
Really, we have nothing to complain about in that regard. But it's probably, that's a good thing to do. So out there, like, hey, if you guys haven't given anything up for Lent, maybe that's not something that you do, but maybe tag on with us. And Jen had a great idea. She's doing it.
Yeah.
Let's join her. Let's join along. Do it too. Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Busy. We have a busy week coming up, moving along from what's being given up for Lent.
To what we're ingesting.
Away from fish fries. Yeah. What are we ingesting? I've got a lot this week. I have dinner with an old high school friend tomorrow. Then Thursday night, we're going to Chantal's Cheese Shop, which mm-hmm. we absolutely love. If you guys have not had a chance yet to visit Chantal's, please check her out. She's across from Children's Hospital, right on Penn Avenue. And Anais is... She's extremely knowledgeable. It's a great experience going into there, trying cheese. Like she'll basically personality profile you while you're there to help you pick a cheese that fits you or fits your function, like whatever it is that you are looking to purchase for.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
No. Mm-mm. And we are a huge fan of anything triple cream that she has.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, on top of everything, I love everything. I love cheese. So, but we're doing a cheese and wine pairing with some other local foodies on Thursday night. I'm really excited about that. And we'll probably talk about that next week.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Fish Fry Friday.
My family, we're going to Acorn on Saturday, which our listeners know Acorn is one of our favorite places to go. Mm-hmm. But next week is my mom's birthday, so we're doing that as a family for brunch. That was her selection. So far be it for me to argue with that choice.
No complaining.
No complaining there. And then looking ahead to next week on Thursday, we've got our nacho and margarita tour. So that's mm-hmm. exciting. And we've been getting suggestions for that. Our listeners are the ones who chose the nachos and margaritas, but we're also saying, like, choose for us where to go.
Right. And we're trying to choose things that are in close proximity. So though mm-hmm. we've gotten a lot of great suggestions, we can't drive all over the place. So they have to be things that are kind of closer to each other. Mm-hmm. Not super close, but at least in the same vicinity.
Right.
So we've decided to extend that a little longer. And actually, since we have one more podcast coming up before our nacho tour night, mm-hmm. we're going to extend it for a little bit and announce our restaurants next week. Right.
Yes. Right. So keep throwing those our way too. And we'll take the list and kind of put it together and see if we can compile a list of suggestions that are close in proximity to one another. And we'll hit those places next Thursday night. Maybe some of you guys will pop into some of those restaurants. Hey. Well,
you know, we could even do something that the first five people or so that find us at the restaurants, we could buy them a margarita or something.
Yeah.
Take a picture with them, show them on our story.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even record little clips from our tour.
Yeah.
On the podcast. You just never know what we might
do.
Do you know why? Because we never know what we might do.
We never know. That's right.
We are just always...
Our table is spontaneous.
It is. We're just always looking for something fun and fresh and new and spontaneous.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's coming up. And then at the end of the month, it's your husband. Jen's husband, Paul's birthday is on March the 29th. And we are attending with a group of friends the Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic, which I'm sure a lot of you guys are planning to attend as well. We're looking forward to that. Should be a good time at the Pennsylvanian.
First one ever.
Yeah. So that's exciting. We've been looking forward to that. And then that will round off, I don't think we have anything else going on in March unless something... Oh, no, we do.
What?
Also next Tuesday, we're going to Jean-Louis in Dormont.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes. Very excited about that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that next week as well.
We will. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting. How could I have forgotten that? So March is just around... Like, it's... It's been a busy month.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we're just looking ahead towards April. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a coffee bar and card night, like tournament. We had asked last week, we're looking for some suggestions and some, hopefully some help with how to make a super thick whipped cream.
Stabilized whipped cream.
Yeah, that will not melt on mm-hmm. top of a hot drink. So if you have a recipe for that, shoot that our way as well. We would love to hear how to do that. You'll have to go back and listen to our podcast from last week if this is the first time you're listening, so that you can get kind of a backstory on where that came from.
Yeah,
from
why we're doing
trip to Punta Cana. Mm-hmm. So yeah, check that out. And then Easter will be here before you know it. So we'll be planning. Well, I'll be planning tablescapes,
yeah.
And we'll be planning menus, and
yes,
that's always, holidays are always fun,
right?
Good times with our kids and our families. So
yeah. So we have a lot coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if anyone wants to tell us where we should eat nachos or anything else, how do they get a hold of us, Star?
Well, they can email us, or they can give us a follow on Instagram if you're not already following us, and you can message us there as well. And that would be at Gourmandburg, GOURMANDBURGH. And my email is star, and that's star with one R, at Gourmandburg, or star at GourmandburgGirls.com. Either works. And Jen, you are?
I'm Jen at Gourmandburg, or Jen at GourmandburgGirls.com. And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts, that helps other people to find us. And we really appreciate that. We enjoy being able to share about local restaurants and entertaining and all the things we've been able to do. So we want to thank you guys for that.
Yeah, thanks. And we look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a great week, guys.
See ya. Bye-bye.